Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello. Excuse me, everyone. Hello, and welcome to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I am Rainey Hale, so this is, of course, Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, March 3rd. March already. I can't believe it. Although when I look outside, I can believe it. It's about 35 degrees here, I think. So cold, but blue sky, and the sun's out. So I was talking to Cindy, and this is kind of what I love about this year, and also what's so hard about this year is that you never know every day what the weather is going to be. It could snow tomorrow, I kind of love it too. Super happy to be with you all today here. As you know, Thursdays are one of my favorite days. I get to spend with all of you and my amazing co-hosts. Would like to remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. We almost always are going to have a website or an event coming up or where to find some great information, so you want to be ready to write that down when we talk about it. And also, please press one on your phone if you have any questions, comments, testimonials. You know, it's a really big part of our show is to hear from all of you, and that's really what we love to do. Whether it's a question or to hear your stories, it's really a big part of what we do. So please press one. We'd love to hear from you. But as a reminder, for this show, we do need to keep it to horses and the horse unit and really more behavioral and training and stay away from the more medical aspects of this. So, but that gives us a lot to talk about, as you all know. So speaking of which, before I say hello to Cindy, we're really working on, because it seems to be, whether we're on here or on Facebook or any of the other outlets, we seem to always get a lot of questions on usage, and that seems to be where people want the most help and the most guidance. And so we've had these before, but we're really going to try to make this a monthly planned show. So every second week of the month, we're going to have Dr. Marlies Vonk on, and we're going to talk about usage. And so really specifically, we haven't worked out all the details as far as the best way for you guys to ask us the questions or submit questions that you have, but you can always use Facebook. Cindy is so much better at this than me, but if you put your questions there, we will find them, and we will try to address those on the show. And so I'm really excited about this. I'm really excited that we're going to try to make it a monthly thing, because we know it is something that everyone always wants the most guidance on. And having Marlies on, I think, is invaluable. So I'm excited about this. We're going to start next week, so the 10th. So next week will be our first of our monthly reoccurring usage talks. So I'm going to turn it over to Cindy, too, because I'm sure you're going to have some stuff to add on to that, too. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Rainey, and good morning, everyone else. It's a beautiful day here in Idaho, and I'm grateful to be here and be here with you guys. And I'm really excited, as Rainey said, to be able to kind of have something you can plan for and know that, you know, barring unforeseen circumstances, that you can always check for the calendar for the second Thursday in each month. I think for those of you that use Facebook, if you put and use the IBD page, literally if you just said, this is a question I'd like addressed on Blog Talk, so that there could be some dialogue, perhaps, because sometimes if you just put the question on the IBD page, you get a lot of comments from people, and you're not always sure if that, you know, users' comments are not, maybe not quite as accurate as they would be coming from a veterinarian. But if you want it discussed on Blog Talk, you can definitely indicate that, and that'll help me kind of, you know, figure out, you know, so we can keep track of these questions going forward. And it does help, you know, it always helps to have a little bit of advance notice so that you can think about what the best answer is. If it's a more than a, you know, 10-word answer, it definitely helps to have a little bit of preparation time. So that would just be a sign of respect for Marlise to have her have a heads up. So take advantage of that next week. We will post on Facebook so that people will know that this is coming, you know, and just plan for it. So
I love that you say we, even though everyone knows it's you. Thank you for that, though.
This is always a team effort, everything that we do. So,
of course.
Do we have people that want to call in, or do you want me to go into my, you know,
We do actually have somebody that wants to chat with us, so maybe we can start with that, but I definitely want to hear some of the stuff that you're going to talk about too. So we'll make room for that, but let's start with our caller. We've got area code 605. Area code 605, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, Rainey. This is Sandy from South Dakota.
Hi, Sandy.
What I have is a testimony of a 27-year-old retired racehorse.
Oh, yes.
And the lady that has this horse went outside just like she does every morning, and there he was. He was laying on snow and the hard ground, and he was, when I looked at the picture, I thought he wasn't here anymore. I rushed the beam up to him. And it's amazing how he is now. He's kicking and running, and it didn't look promising. And I got pictures that Linda sent me, and it's just amazing. He wouldn't let her put the cuffs on the back leg, but now he does, and he's just acting so much better. She thanks me every day we talk about. She knows she would have lost Slim if I hadn't shared the Beamer with her. So, yeah, it's just an awesome recovery. I'm just so excited.
What a blessing for you to share that with us. And doesn't that just make your heart sing?
Oh, it does. I still get tears after when I look at when he was stretched out there on the cold ground and the snow. But when I see him and she talks to him, and she said to him, "So Slim, how do you feel today?" And he nods his head, and we know they don't really understand us, but they do. And he just comes right up to her, and he stands perfectly still while she does it. And now he didn't like the right back foot being touched. And now he's letting her put the cuff on that leg. So it's just amazing. It's just, I'm just a softy when it comes to animals. And so I'm just so excited that he's all better.
That's a wonderful story to start. Absolutely great way to start out, Sandy. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. I had to share. I just had to share. Yeah. I was going to do it last week, and then you guys had Marlise on, and it was all about the BEEE, so I didn't call in, but I couldn't let it go another week. I'm so excited. So anyway, I wanted to share.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you so much, Sandy. I just wanted to, you know, I started tearing up too as soon as you were talking about that. And even though I knew where it was going to go, because otherwise you wouldn't share it with us. It is always so sad to see that. Just out of curiosity, what was the timing of all of this? Like, when did you start, and when did you start to see some benefits from him, and how long has it been?
Okay, it'll be 3 weeks tomorrow.
Wow.
And the first 2 days I had to go get the Beamer because it was in Rapid City. And so I drove down, got it back to Linda, and Within 2 days, he literally would just lay down like he wasn't gonna, he was giving up, but he didn't. Then he would lay and have his head up, not laying down. And by the fourth day, it's just amazing. And he, every morning, she's still going out and giving him sessions. So that was one of my questions. She's doing it twice a day. And I wondered if she should back off or, I mean, he looks forward to her coming out and doing it. He stands there and waits for her.
Why would you want to stop a good thing?
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. I'm telling her it's okay because we're so glad that Slim is doing so much better. But I mean, she's excited to go out and do it. And so I just want to make sure that, I mean, like when we heard the call, the B call, that they, you know, were only doing those like for 3 days or whatever. But I thought as long as he's doing so good, why stop? Because he's just getting better every day. So I just wanted to make sure it was okay.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, that was just the for the study, they had to put, you know, limits on it, and they had to do that. But always we know, whether we're okay. talking about human or horse, that, you know, the more consistent use, the better, because this is cumulative and, you know, residual. So the more you use it, the more that you're kind of retraining or, you know, re-educating the body a little bit, you know, reminding the body what it can do. And we know that it can't hurt, and we know twice a day is best. But, I mean, I don't think at this point, I mean, if she can't do it twice a day, I don't think there's any problem with that either. But as long as they're both enjoying it and he's getting the benefits and she's got it, use it. Yeah.
Yeah, because he's going to be,
Cindy, how about
he
you?
Hates to be trimmed. Oh, sorry.
No, he's going to get trimmed.
He's going to get trimmed on the 21st of this month, his feet trimmed. And whenever it was a battle, struggle, when the farrier came out. And so I said, I'll just let you make sure you've got it. So when she comes to trim, she's just going to be blown away, because I know she dreads having to deal with him because he doesn't like his feet touched. Well, he's not going to hate it now. So I'm excited that it's, I just said, you keep it. I want you to be able to share it with the farrier. So, but anyway.
Absolutely. Use the blanket before the farrier. Or maybe have the blanket on the farrier gets there, but use it beforehand because, and that's an excellent, you know, tip in terms of other people who have horses that, are anti-farrier experience, put it so to speak.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, really helps engage the parasympathetic response, and they can kind of relax, and they can not be anxious about that and not cranky and unmanageable. So the farrier's going to be thrilled.
We can hardly wait.
Yeah. Well, yes, Sandy, I hope you come back on afterwards and let us know how that went with the farrier.
Oh, I will. I promise I will. Okay.
Perfect. Good.
Thanks.
And, you know, I love that, talking about this. Thank you so much, Sandy. I appreciate it. That was such a great way to start the show. But I do love talking about the farrier. You know, we talk about it a lot. I mean, we have, you know, some really great farriers in our system. But, you know, sometimes I don't know that we necessarily talk about, like, you know, sometimes when a horse has a bad experience with a farrier, then every time it seems worse, right? Because they had a bad experience, and so then they get stressed out, and then they get worked up, and then it's a bigger fight the next time. And then they remember that big fight. And then the next time it's a bigger fight, right? It just keeps kind of the cycle. And so we need to introduce something that's going to kind of break that cycle and let them know it's going to be okay and this is fine, and kind of reverse that cycle a little bit. And Beamer's amazing for that. And so I really think I'm excited to hear.
I am too.
Yeah.
I'm excited to have it happen. So, I will let you know. I definitely will let
Perfect.
You know.
Perfect.
So, okay.
Thanks, Sandy.
You're
welcome. Cindy, and I'm sure you've heard stories about that you know, bat farrier experiences too, in a similar kind of thing.
Yeah, and veterinarians as well, because I'll tell you, I had a
of
mare
course.
Who very deaf. You know, she got stuck in the muscle one time with, I forget whether it was West Nile or something like that, and she was sore for days. Well, even when she saw his truck, the
mm-hmm.
road, he would hit her ears and run at the fence. He never touched her again. Let's just put it that way. So they have, you know, they have long memories, as we know. So, yeah, being able to change that cycle is important. And I'm really glad that Sandy brought up the comments from the BEE study, too. And just to say, as you emphasize what you said, Rainey, that just because it was, you know, it was a limited day period for the study is in no way reflective of if you have a Beamer to use, you want to get the benefits that are cumulative. And so, you know, if you're working with an acute or a chronic situation, you want to build up the body's ability to be able to regenerate and repair itself. So there's no 3-day limit. He kind of rolls into one thing I wanted to point out. I'm sure people might not have heard that. As soon as the next day after we did the debut, if you will, of that study, that really cool. I know we're anxious, still waiting for the replay, and maybe you haven't been able to see it yet. But they did put out the back sheet, and it's just in the back office, and it's, you know, the Equine Research News, and it's a very nice fact sheet, and it talks about just, you know, one page tells about the study, and it also gives a reference to be able to look up the abstract. And remember that the highlighted benefits, and this is what we can say, so we have to stick to that. We're talking only about horses. And this particular study talked about reducing muscular back pain in horses, and we know that so many horses have back pain, improves postural control, ability, and functional movement in horses. So those are pretty big results. And one of that also segues into something that I wanted to emphasize, and I hope you'll see it as a post on Facebook today, but that, you know, we sometimes forget how much the rider influences the horse's experience and the horse's physical demands. So that's why it's really important, you know, in thinking about the horse overall, to be able to make sure that the rider is able to use and knows about Beamer and is able to use it and encouraged to use it. Because if somebody has a long-term injury or even just a condition where, you know, they might not be aware of it, but, you know, they're a little bit twisted in their seat or their, you know, their hips are not aligned or something, all that's going to end up being reflected in the horse's body, and the horse is going to have to compensate for that, and that can create an issue for them. So, you know, don't forget the riders when you're trying to share the benefits of Beamer, because they're definitely all connected. Rainey, do you want to talk about that at all before I move on? Because, I mean, that's just huge in my mind.
It is huge, and it's huge both from a just, you know, talking about what might be affecting your horse to also talking about the benefits of them getting a Beamer for themselves. So, I mean, it's a huge range, but – and I kind of wish Tiff was on today because this is something she talks about – as she, you know, talks about how much care she takes in, you know, getting regular, you know, massage and physical therapy and chiropractic work to make sure she's aligned so she doesn't pull her horse out of balance. And, you know,
yeah.
It's a, we're all, you know, seeking homeostasis of some sort and that's balance in the body. And when you work together with a horse, any little bit, even if it's just some back pain, it's going to affect the way you sit. It's going to affect the way you ride. It's just going to affect the way you move, which in turn, I mean, a horse is going to respond to every just shift in weight. And if your weight is off, it's going to pull them off too. So,
yeah,
and, you know, it's a huge conversation. I'm really glad we're talking about it.
Yeah. You know, because how often do people say, yeah, he's tight on the left, or I really have to work on this, and I'm thinking to myself and trying to figure out how am I going to introduce this and say, well, have you looked at yourself?
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, I mean, certainly horses can get that way from circumstances, you know, of their own making, but I would personally have the opinion that more likely it's related to something that's out of their control, which comes from the rider. So, I'm asking people not to forget that. This really excellent fact sheet about the study is in your back office. And one of the other things that came out this week was the, came out in the news, the corporate news that comes out the first of the month. If you scroll down, there's always a section about equine, and it talks about it's the February newsletter. And I wonder how many people on the call know that there's a newsletter, two, read the newsletter, three, share the newsletter with their prospects and their customers. Because you're missing the boat if you don't. You can go in the library and you'll see that the newsletters go back. You know, we've got about a year's worth of newsletters now. The one from January, for example, was really cool, and it focused on keeping your horse fit during the winter with Beamer. And it gives some kind of tips about how winter weather impacts training, and then hear from the pros, for example. And it had Tori Colvin, who's a hunter jumper trainer, tips, Brandon Phillips, a polo rider, and on the western side, Amberlee Snyder, about what she does during the winter. And that is just, I mean, they've got pictures, they're visually appealing, they're just excellent tools that you can use to share with your prospects and clients and customers. And so this for February is another, the one that was just published. It's not quite in the back office yet, but it focuses on a couple of the grooms that work with our ambassadors and that went to the Olympics. So I'm just going to read this real briefly. This is from a woman whose name is Josie Eliason, who is a groom for Jessica Springsteen. Remember, she and her team won silver in Tokyo. So what she says is, I use the Beamer horse set pretty much every day when the horses are showing. I put it on when I start to get the horse ready for the class. We go through one cycle prior to tacking up, and they're ready to go. I feel like it really loosens them up, and you can tell they're enjoying having the blanket on because they show signs of release, such as dozing off, yawning, and licking. In Tokyo, for the Olympic Games, Don Juan, who's Jessica's horse, had the Beamer on every day before riding. On days he competed, we also used it after he jumped to help with muscle recovery and prepare him better for the next day. Now, is that a beautiful statement or what? Do you think that some of your prospects would be interested to hear that? And then we also have Stephanie Simpson, who's one of the lead grooms for Boyd Martin, and his comments. And so these newsletters are just really beautiful little ways to keep in touch with your customer, and they're well done, and I really encourage you to use them because my sense is that people don't even know that they're there. I don't know. Rainey, do you have any of your people? Are they using these? Do you know? Or anybody who's on the call, if you're using them and you've had some experiences or feedback, I think they show very well to customers. But we'd love to hear your responses about that.
Oh, sorry, I was muted. Yes, I use them. I do. I love them. And I will go back, in the back office, and when I'm, sending these to, a prospect of some sort, and I know what they're maybe looking for, depending on what they do and what might be helpful, because you can kind of just go back through the back office and look at all of these too, and pick and choose the ones to send. This month's is amazing. I haven't had a chance to really look through it, but of course you can find them in the emails, but they're also in the back office too. And you can just pick and choose and download each of those and send them in an email. So, you know, I'll pick like one or two that I know whoever I'm sending these to may be interested in, depending on, you know, what they do with horses, and I'll attach those. And I love using them. So absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so for people that are not sure where to find them, obviously, like I said, they're in the back office, but if you are in your, when we email, mine always come to promotion. So mine come into different things. So I have a Gmail that they go to and they come into the promotion, but it's like from Beamer Group North America. And it says, you know, newsletter. And this one is a March newsletter and it has different ones. So if you scroll down, you can see the horse and it says read more for each of these. And then you can get that full downloaded newsletter if you click more. So
yeah.
Sorry, Cindy, go ahead.
And also, this one, let's see, is this the one that also had the, talked about, no, all right, never mind, I'm not going to say that. One of the other things that is all, the newsletter, not to be confused with the equine blogs that are PDF files. And if you haven't checked those out, I really encourage you to do that also. They are in the distributor library in the same sales and marketing section. And there's at least a dozen blogs, and they deal with, they're usually 2 pages long. Again, they're very professionally produced, and they look like, you know, how Beamer helps with travel, why veterinarians love using Beamer, why, you know, they feature a number of ambassadors too, but sometimes it's just why circulation is important to your horse. So those blogs, you have lots of ways to be able to reach out to share information that's valuable and also weaves in why Beamer is such an important part of taking good care of your horse. So do take advantage of those because they're pretty awesome. Those are the things that I kind of wanted to point out about for today. Do we have anybody else
who
so great.
We do. Cool. We've got a couple more people that want to chat with us. So let's see. We've got area code 831. Area code 831. You're live on Blog Talk.
Yeah, good morning. It's Sibylla from Monterey, California.
Hello.
I just wanted to give feedback to you, Cindy. I do read through the whole everything newsletter that comes. And I do not have horse customers or horse prospects yet. I don't have my own horse unit yet. But I send little clips, whatever I can copy paste if I don't want to forward the whole thing. I forward things to people who like horses. So just to practice. And so that once I have my horse unit, I hope by the end of the year I have the money to purchase one, then I feel really well prepared by just listening to you on Blog Talk and wherever I can listen, presentations and all that. And then I can start building my hands-on experience, right? But I find there's a lot of information that's given to us that can prepare us if we want to learn. So, yes, I love the newsletter, everything about it.
Sibylla, thank you for sharing. I'm glad that you're using it because I think that's going to build up your credibility with the people that you're sending it to because they know that you're interested in them and you're not pushing something on them. You're sharing information. And that's interesting. So great approach, and I wish. So something that you might think about that people don't always when they're looking to, you know, it's an investment obviously to have your own horse set. But one of the things I recommend is it's worth trying to go to your existing, if you have a credit card or two. And go to your existing provider and say, I have to purchase a medical device. And I could go out in the open market with another lender and get an introductory 0% card offered. Will you, as my current lender, will you match that offer and give me a tranche to make this purchase and make it be at a 0% rate to keep my business? And a number of people have been successful in doing that, and the key is mentioning that it is a medical device.
Okay.
So that might be something that might hasten your opportunities a little bit if it wasn't, you know, if you were thinking that you're piling interest on top of it, because I don't know about you, but I hate to pay. So.
Yes, I agree. Yes, of course. Thank you, Cindy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and you know what else you know what else I loved about what you were saying is that you're just sending them to people that just like horses. And the thing I like about that is you're not even sending them to somebody who may even have a horse, but they might know somebody who has horses. And this might end up being something where, you know, a year down the road, that person that you've been sending all these to knows somebody, and then something happens with their horse, and now they're going to come to you because they know you know about this. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of my strategy, kind of going two tiers for me to practice. People who love animals, they love to see that. And there are so many people who know people who have animals, a horse, or who, again, know people who have a barn, for example, right? And the more people understand who I am and that I really enjoy what I'm doing and stand behind the technology and can explain a lot, then they feel comfortable to refer me. So.
Yep. Absolutely.
That's my plan.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing. We appreciate it.
Yep. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. And we are running out of time here, but we've got Jane on the line too. Good morning, Jane.
Oh, good. Because, I mean, it's fine we're running out of time because I'm going to be real quick. One, simple is kind of good. And my clients that have the one of the major caretakers at the barn, she's also a rider, she said this about the Beamer. This is a three-day barn with multiple horses. She said, the Beamer is the easiest thing we do all day.
Yep.
Don't you like that?
You know, and that's where it just gets me, that people just don't say, you know, gosh, if you can do something for 5 minutes a day and you can do that for 10 or more, or, you know, however many horses, you can't get more simple than that. So, you know, we don't need to sing it a lot.
And, you know, I wonder, I just an idea that I'm going to throw out to space here and you all, if the regional directors, you know, we get letters from regional directors every month. And, like, for instance, and before I called in, I went to one of mine, for some reason I have two, but anyway, and George Veronis is also. And there's 17, 25 different things that might be sent out, particularly in Roundtree. She's very thorough. Why not the newsletter?
Well, it's what the content of the newsletter is in is included in the corporate newsletters, so people can click on it. And I know that our external Phelps Media, I know they send that to a number of people they've identified as VIPs in the industry. That gets sent out, and Phelps and people who are on Phelps' own site. You know, that's included in one of their posts, if you will. So the newsletters are getting promoted externally. I think they're undervalued by or underused by our own people. So.
Well, I think you're probably right. It's underused by me because I don't like to spend all my time on the sitting in front of a computer. And I think a lot of us have a lot more to do running around and visiting with people and showing off Beamer, you know, and then.
Well, you know, with the new Verb program, you know, this new mobile app, this would be something that hopefully perhaps the newsletters can be incorporated into that, and there might be a way that they would be sent out kind of quote-unquote automatically. So,
good idea.
You know, That's a good a question. They probably have already thought about that, but we'll, you know, kind of follow up on that, because that would solve a problem for yourself and everyone else who'd rather be outside than sitting in front of a screen.
And, you know, the other resource that is easier for – there's so many ways to find information. I wanted to get some information from an old Blog Talk Radio. And that search engine, Equine, and that search engine is excellent. I didn't have the right name, so I got to Tracy Hammond first, and who I really found out I needed was Shorty Tarpley, but about mm-hmm. breeding. But it didn't take long at all. And then I can just copy down what I wrote, because then I could find the date and all my notes on all the Blog Talk Radios, because I keep notes on, you know, we do, and I just keep them in order, numbered, but also they go by date, so they're easy to find. My problem was I didn't know the date, you know, when Shorty was on there, and that was pretty easy to find. And then I can just jot down in a text all the things she said, which were amazing. And then I can copy that text and boom, boom, boom. Beamer back office is a little cumbersome sometimes and always more time consuming, but it is massive in its amazing tools for us, learning, marketing, et cetera. So I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying there's so many ways to grab information and use it pretty quickly. And it'd be really cool if that newsletter got out to us every month somehow. That would, boom, have it right in front of us. Thank
and
you guys for everything.
Yeah,
thanks, Jane.
Thank you. So, yeah, you do have to put a little effort into knowing what your resources are and where to find it. But you can also, you know, you can create your own little routine for saying, okay, at the first of the month I look for this, and here's the list of people I'm sending it out to, here's a copy, do it in a group text or group mail somehow, blind, and you know, then you don't have to send out each individual one. So there's ways to kind of cut down on the time, but you got to set it up, you got to get organized. So anyway,
yeah, and you know, and yeah, and as much like Jane was saying, there is a lot of information. There's a lot of ways to find it on that back office. But the reality is the more time you spend looking through there, the more familiar you are with it and the easier it is to find things. So I try to just, you know, Thursday is kind of my catch-up day because Monday through Wednesday I'm at the vet clinic and I basically just do that. but Thursday I dedicate a certain amount of time to just looking through the, you know, the IBD Facebook page, the Beamer back office, reading all the, like, the news that's coming up, looking at the calendar, looking at all the new things that they've got in the library for us that are just incredible, all the information that they've got. Mm-hmm. So I just dedicate just a certain amount of time every Thursday, and it doesn't have to be hours, you know, especially if you dedicate, you know, a certain amount every week to it, to just kind of keeping in the loop. And like I said, the more you do it, the more you know, the faster you can get to the places that you want to go to, because you know where to look. So, and then that's what we're here for too. We're trying to help you kind of focus on these are the things to look at. And so that's what we try to do too, is to kind of make those shortcuts for you too. Sorry, go ahead, Cindy.
No, I was just going to say, it's perfect. You know, that you have a routine that, you know, a certain day of the week. I kind of recommend to people, if as they're just starting out, is we get so busy and we get so distracted by, you know, changing priorities, make an appointment, put it in your calendar, and it says, you know, Wednesday at 8 a.m. that half an hour, whatever it is, and, you know, your resources, because you need them, and you know how uncomfortable it makes you feel when somebody wants to know something and you go, oh God, I know it's there, but I don't have time to find it, and then you get all stressed out. And just if you can establish that routine, it'll save yourself some gray hairs.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, Cindy, and thanks for all the callers that called in. You know, we do need to have just these kind of general calls, I think, every once in a while to be able to answer all of your questions and get some of these things addressed of, you know, things that are coming up and where to find things, because I think that's important information too. Maybe not as exciting as having some of the guests on that we love to hear from, but I think it's important to also talk about all of these things too. So, be sure to tune in next Thursday. We're going to have Dr. Marlies Funk on for our first of our reoccurring monthly usage calls. And so think about questions that you might want to ask. Post them on Facebook so we're prepared and we know what we want to chat about. We would love to hear from you guys. And this whole thing is, you know, being able to answer the usage questions that you have. So we would love to know what those are. So please use Facebook and that IBD page to let us know the things that you're most interested in. And Cindy, any final words from you for today?
It's just an afterthought for Sandy, who called in about the story with her friend Lynn and Slim. We would love to see if you could get a picture of Slim and put that on the Facebook page as a follow-up, because he's really a success story, and as we often find them, but we love to see those. So if that's a possibility, that would be a very cool thing.
Yes, Sandy, I agree. If you are on that Facebook page, please, we would love to see those pictures. All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening and calling in with your questions. We love hearing from you guys. We will meet you all back here next Thursday. I hope you have such a great week. Bye, everyone. Bye, Cindy. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Rainey.
Bye. Distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.